The God Who Created Evil, Bible Students Courses, Course 1, Unit 1, Lesson 7, by Mark D. Vogt. Since we believe Romans 11:36, then scripturally we should see no problem in assigning to God the source of all, even the creation of evil. However, isn't that just too radical? Surely God cannot be linked in any manner or form with anything associated with evil. Nonetheless, the most obvious declaration of Scripture concerning this is found in Isaiah 45, 6, and 7. It is not a mere hint or a subtle suggestion. It is a profound declaration that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no one apart from me. I am Yahweh, and there is no other. Former of light and creator of darkness, maker of good and creator of evil. I, Yahweh, make all these things. The question that should be asked then is, why would God make this statement if this wasn't true? Yet since he did in fact make the statement, then it certainly is true. The next question then is, why does God do this? For what purpose is evil in his universe then? In order for God to demonstrate his love for all humanity and care for all things that he created, he must have a backdrop or a contrast which is in opposition to his love and care. Humanity doesn't really know and understand things unless there is some sort of contrast which will enable us to see the value of that which is being contrasted. One cannot appreciate warmth unless one has been very cold. One cannot appreciate abundance unless one has been deprived of the necessities of life. Almost everything is a contrast, and God teaches us many things about himself and his logos, either directly or indirectly, through his word and by the contrasts in the world in which we live. God paints upon the dark canvas of the ages with broad strokes of vibrant color. The darkness of the background includes sin and evil. How else does God teach us about his great love and the indescribable grace that he bestows upon us, unless we experience the exact opposite, so that we might see the beautiful contrast? Adam and Eve knew neither good nor evil before their sin. They really knew nothing of God's love and grace, because they never experienced anything but bliss. And even then, they didn't appreciate it because of a lack of contrast. Only when they partook of the forbidden fruit did they know both good and evil. God hates sin and evil, but he introduced them into his creation to give the needed contrast. They are for our learning and are necessary for us to be able to love and appreciate him. That can't be done without the reality of sin and evil, hence the required contrast. When sin and evil have fully played their role in God's wise plan, he will then banish both from his universe, never to be seen again. In fact, God will eventually justify all sin and evil. God will fully demonstrate the absolute necessity of sin and evil in his plan in order to bring about his desired result of complete harmony and love in his universe. Therefore, no one will be made to feel guilty about their sin, for they will see that God used it to bring about their salvation and the salvation of all humanity and the reconciliation of the entire creation. To doubt this or to hang on to any guilt about sin is to insert oneself into the process and to question his wisdom and ability to use those things for his glorious end. We simply rest as God carries out his perfect plan. For us who love God, who are the called according to his purpose, there is an awareness that he is working all together for good. Romans 8:28.